Hello,
good evening. Yeah, good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay from Opinion Research, and we're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help us. Now, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you, now, the next question is just for statistical purpose only, but do you feel that secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is or no, it's not. What's your opinion?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward. And now, I'm going to read you two definitions, okay? So bear with me. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked. It can only be unlocked with a key or combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox. Or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock. It's stored in a container that is not see-through and stores in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Now, will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Okay. Now, will you support or oppose a law, a state law, requiring the firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Will you support that or oppose?
A lock safe. That would be the only way, just a lock safe?
Well, see, the definition, like, let me read it again, okay? Because a lot of people have different definitions. So
yes,
a definition
support.
Of secure, okay, support. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage a lock container or a case? Support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay. And how about if defines secure storage a lockbox or other device that it is designated to be or which it can be used to store a firearm? Support or oppose?
Now say that one again, please.
Okay. If the law defines that secure storage is a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm, will you support that or oppose?
Yes. Support.
Okay. Thank
support.
You. Thank you. Moving forward. And I appreciate your patience. Now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Will you support that or oppose? If you can only get the gun to a key, to, you know, because it's a key lock. Will you support that? Will you support or oppose the state law requiring that the storage be accessible?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, support. Now, how about if the law requiring the storage to be accessible via a combination lock? Will you support or oppose that?
I would oppose that. I think that if I needed it, I couldn't get it fast enough with a combination.
That's real smart, right? And how about if, if you're nervous, you know? If the state law requiring that a storage be accessible via a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint, support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward. Okay. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe or case or a lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? How do you feel? Should or should not?
No, I feel it should not have to be.
It should not.
Unloaded,
okay. Okay, if a firearm is not in a lock safe, a case, or a lockbox, do you feel it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock? the storage in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure or not, it's not secure. What's your opinion?
I'm not familiar with what a trigger lock is. Would you, hold on 1 second. Chris, would you think that would be secure if it wasn't?
If it just had a trigger.
Uh-huh.
A secure lock, right.
A secure lock. Do you think that was good enough?
If no right or wrong answers, and if you don't have an opinion, we can move forward, okay?
I don't know about a trigger lock. I don't even know what it is. But yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Believe me, we can move forward, okay? I do appreciate your patience. Now, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, now, will you support or oppose law that requires the gun to be stored securely? Support or oppose?
And who was that for?
Okay, let me read
it again. Say that one again. Yeah, read it again.
Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of his legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that required that the gun to be stored securely?
Support.
Support. Okay, thank you. Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Now, will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose that?
I would oppose that.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward, will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose that?
I'm not sure I understood it.
Okay, let me read it once again. I apologize. Okay. Now, will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Yes.
Support or oppose that? Okay, thank you.
Support.
Now, prosecutors have a discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Now, will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors, to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except when a hunting under the supervision of an adult? Will you support or oppose that?
Support.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I really appreciate your patience, and we're almost done, okay, ma'am? Now, will you support or oppose the law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and making a record available to the public?
Support.
Or oppose? Okay, thank you. Now, in terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, let's finish this up, okay? And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. And now, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Regarding your gender, and believe me, this is just for statistical purpose only, okay?
Female.
Nowadays, we don't want, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
You don't have to go through all those these days.
All right. No, I do appreciate you taking the time to help us. You know, very kind of you for sharing your opinion. It's been a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Goodbye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.